Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Who would have predicted the devastation the Hurricane Ian would have done to Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina? The TV pictures focused on homes, buildings, and boats destroyed. And let's not forget about the orchards of fruit, small businesses, and livestock. Our prayers go out to all of those that have suffered. There are some positive things that happened last week. Congress passed a continuing resolution so we won't have to close down government, at least for now. You're probably happy, as I am, to be able to gas up your car for less than $100. Gas prices have come down, but don't get too excited. The Organization of Petroleum Countries, they plan to cut production. Of course, the objective is to increase prices. President Biden should release more of our federal land for oil and gas production. That would help to reduce inflation. The Congress has gone home until after the midterm elections, but the Supreme Court is going to work. And one case that they will hear is of major concern to our ag industry, and that is the Clean Water Act. Farmers and ranchers don't want the federal government telling us what we can do about a ditch or private land or low land that needs to be tiled. Environmentalists are never satisfied unless they can dictate everything. I hope the courts can protect us. The bill that passed avoiding a government shutdown also includes $12.3 billion in aid for Ukraine. So let's talk about the Russian war in Ukraine. United States and our allies have stepped up to back Ukraine with money and weapons. Ukrainians are dedicated to keep all of their land, get it back from the Russians after the Russians' early conquest of eastern and southern states. Ukraine is gaining ground every day, and Putin has called up 300,000 more troops because he keeps losing ground. He keeps threatening to use nuclear weapons. We don't know what it'll do, but nukes could multiply into global nuclear death. At some point, we need a negotiated end to this war. White House National Security Advisor John Sullivan said that nuclear weapons could bring catastrophic consequences. He's right. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.